With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan's bid to become Speaker fails in a second vote on the House floor on Wednesday.
Some Republicans are pushing to expand the powers of the temporary Speaker, Congressman Patrick McHenry of North Carolina. Republicans are reportedly discussing the possibility of bringing forward a resolution to do just that as soon as Wednesday afternoon. Democrats have indicated they are open to helping McHenry win a majority. Jordan plans to remain in the race despite losing two votes in a row.
Congressional correspondent Edwin Mora reporting. President Biden is heading home after meeting with Israeli officials in the aftermath of the Hamas attack on the Jewish state. Security analyst Justin Crump says the hospital attack has reduced the impact of President Biden's visit.
And unfortunately, we've already received one very large setback that a large number of the people he really wanted to meet aren't going to meet with him because of incidents that have happened on the ground. And incidents related to the humanitarian situation, to the loss of life amongst more innocent members of the population in the Gaza Strip.
Israel says it will allow Egypt to deliver limited quantities of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip, the first crack in a 10-day seal on the territory. Palestinians were reeling from a massive blast at a Gaza City hospital the day before and growing increasingly desperate as food and water supplies ran out. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the decision was approved after a request from President Biden. A judge has warned Donald Trump and others at his New York civil fraud trial to keep the volume down after the former president threw up his hands in frustration and spoke aloud to his lawyers while a witness was testifying against him. Judge Arthur Engoron made the admonition after Trump was heard animatedly conferring with his lawyers. This is SRN News. This week we've been profiling the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer project currently underway in England and its visionary founder Richard Gamble. In an interview with Lori Tradup of SRN News, he says, like most Christians worldwide, he's focused this week on events in Israel.
Yes. Given your heart for prayer, what would your prayer be for Israel, and how would you maybe offer some hope to Israelis today?
Where there are these major world events, God is always in the midst. So I would be encouraging everyone to pray for Israel and to pray for his people that are in that land, that they would be moved and guided by his will, that they would find peace. Peace and strength, and most of all, hope.
Richard Gamble adds his project, expected to move ahead in 2026, will be a testimony to the fact that God moves in amazing ways in answers to prayer. The website, eternalwall.us. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street drop. That's after big U.S. companies delivered a mixed set of profit reports and rising Treasury yields tightened the vise further on the stock market. Worries about war in the Middle East also dragged on the market. Crude oil prices jumped following a deadly explosion at a hospital in the Gaza Strip. Gold kept rising as investors looked for safer investments. The 10-year Treasury yield climbed to touch its highest level since 2007. The Dow was down 332 points to finish at 33,665. The Nasdaq lost 219 to 13,314. The S&P 500 dropped 58 points to 4,314. New York oil rose $1.66 to $88.32 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.